Here is a tip for scripters who are okay with using the command line scompile utility to compile scripts. In a nutshell, I just figured out that you can compile scripts for JAWS with JAWS versions that you can't run. Specifically, Windows 8.1, or Windows 8 probably, will not let you run any JAWS version older than 14.0. But you can compile scripts with any older version of JAWS, provided you do a few things, and I'm going to tell you what they are. You, of course, need to have an installed version of these JAWS versions. I don't think you can run the installer from Windows 8.1 for something like JAWS 11. What you can do is, if you've got a machine where they're installed, you can copy 3 folders per JAWS version to a Windows 8.1 machine and then use scompile. What you do is you copy the program files folder, which is program files, C usually, program files, Freedom Scientific, JAWS, whatever version number. I'm going to use 11.0 here. You copy that over, and you're going to need to be an administrator to do this, onto Windows 8.1 from whatever machine, or a drive loaded from another machine, which might be easier. You then copy the shared folder, which in general is going to be in C users, all users, application data, Freedom Scientific, or sometimes app data / roaming, which usually amounts to the same thing, Freedom Scientific, JAWS, whatever version. That's a whole tree. So you go down there, copy 11.0 over to the new machine, the same location or the same folder where you would see something like JAWS 15 on your machine. You should look for 15.0 on the destinations for these. And last but not least, and possibly not necessary, copy the user folder area. That was the shared one we just did. And copy the user one, which is going to be in something like C users, your user ID, application data, Freedom Scientific, JAWS, whatever version number. Copy that over to the Windows machine that you want to compile on. When you want to run scompile, you put the folder, the scripts that you want into the folder for the JAWS version you want to compile against, and the language, like 11.0 ENU, for instance. You would put them in the user folder for that, even though you are not actually running JAWS. And this is a bit messy because you have to run the right version of scompile. What you do is you run the one called C Program Files Freedom Scientific JAWS 11.0 scompile space and whatever your script is named. The whole point of doing this, and I don't know how many people other than me worry about this, but is to test. A lot of installers nowadays compile scripts as they're installed. This is a way of verifying that if you're writing new code, it will still compile on the old version of JAWS. So, for example, my Skype scripts do support JAWS versions back through 11.0, the latest update. Not the original release of 11.0, but the latest update of 11.0 is supported by the Skype scripts. So I have now the ability on Windows 8.1 to make sure that when I've added new code, I didn't write something that breaks the compiler in JAWS 11.0. This doesn't obviously tell me whether it works in 11.0. I'll have to have users report this, but it does save a lot of headaches of people saying that they can't compile my scripts. Just in case it's of any use to anybody else, I hope that it's helpful.